Yeah, one of these days, guys. One of these days. Yeah. We got to make a promo for them.
Steve, we did last year. They sent us...
short memory.
Yeah, they sent us some stuff, and we sent a couple of back.
Oh, great.
So, to our Australian friends and fans down there, g'day, mates.
Well, isn't it nighttime down there now?
I have
How
no
many
clue.
Hours away? Or are they 24 hours? I don't know.
They're, about a day and a half behind us,
Everything's different down there. It's confusing.
It is.
Anyway, we have joining us a special guest.
A special guest.
Miss Megan Barker, who
Hello.
Is part of the EAA
Hello.
Radio family. And what did you do today?
I took a helicopter ride
Your
today.
First helicopter
yeah,
ride?
My first non-commercial time in the air.
There you go. There you go.
Finally.
What was it? Was it cool?
Oh, yeah.
And she flew
really
a Bell 47, which, if any of you watch television, was the thing they used on MASH.
Right.
Korean War era.
Korean War era helicopter.
Cool, huh? She's still grinning.
I would.
Oh,
I would
it was
be
a ton
too.
Of fun.
Did you notice the brick there on the floor by the pilot?
The brick, I didn't.
The brick is for when you have an engine failure. You throw it out the door and then follow it down.
Oh yeah. The parachute. There are strings on it.
Yeah. So, what do you think of Oshkosh from the air?
Oh, everything looks a little smaller, and you can just see. I didn't really have a grasp of how many planes and home builds there were until
now.
I saw, until you just look up at. Look down, and see them all.
You can look
ground.
Up, but you won't see that many.
Yeah, no.
Was the Goodyear blimp flying around while you were in the air?
No, it looked like they were starting to take off, though. And I told the girl that came with, I told Karina, we'll have to get a ride in that next time.
Oh, boy. Now she's hooked.
There we go. We've got another pilot in our midst.
The Goodyear blimp, or as we know it, the world's largest windsock.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, they were doing some crazy things with that yesterday.
You should have been at the theater. They had it flying straight sideways over the movie last night. I was like, wow. Anyway. Helicopters are for you, aren't they?
I don't know. I want to take a ride in the one I was drawing the other day, the blue.
Oh, the T6?
Yeah.
Well, I understand.
Well, because I met a guy came up to me drawing it, and he was thinking about buying the plane. I said, well, I'll give you the picture if you give me a ride in it.
Ah, how'd that work out?
Well, he laughed, but I think he really is considering buying it, so I'm being hopeful.
Yeah, you never know what connections. For those of you who obviously don't know who she is, one of her many talents is that she's a fantastic artist.
Absolutely. She came out here last year and got a book deal.
Yeah, right. First time we bring her, she goes home with a book deal to illustrate a book. And we're like, well, next year you're buying the gas.
I did agree to help out. I have to give you the money when we get home.
No, Woo-hoo! Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Come on.
Yeah, the book is it's Cooper's Airport Adventure. It's in the shop near us. And I also saw it in the museum shop, too.
Okay, so. There you go. Shameless plug.
Shameless.
Oh, yeah.
I have no shame.
That's exactly right. Hey, come on. We got to pay the bills, too,
And to give you an idea.
I got to help you pay for gas.
Exactly.
Yeah, she needs gas money to get
home. That's Cooper's Airport Adventures.
Anyway. How was your B-17 flight? Or did you already talk about that?
No, we didn't. It was fantastic.
I'll interview you.
It was fantastic.
How was it?
Oh, man. Now she's another skill. I'm going to be out of a job.
You and me both. That's all right. We can hold
along
around here.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of fun. I thought I was going to get a little seasick sitting in the back there, but as long as I looked out the window, I was okay because we were all the way in the back near the rudder. So when the guy's operating the rudder, you're kind of swaying back and forth and stuff. But it was fantastic.
I was harassed last night. I was called Tail End Eddie.
Yeah.
That's true because I was the last guy
on
board.
You were the furthest one back. I was the next to the furthest one back. But
it's an interesting ride. It is. It's loud, of course. You got no mufflers on those four engines, but it's not noise. It's music. It's really magical.
Like I was saying to Kevin earlier, there's what impressed me is there's nothing really to hang on to inside the airplane. So if these guys were standing and moving around, which they were, the pilot banks or something, you're going to get slammed against the side of the airplane. I'm like, wow, I never thought about that. There's really not a lot of handholds.
Well, plus during the war, of course, the waist gunners, all they had to hang on to was the floor and the gun. So undoubtedly, they were getting thrown all over the place, between the flak, the fighters, dropping the bombs and evasive actions, trying to avoid other airplanes.
When you think about it, the skin of the airplane is not much thicker than it's probably thicker than a beer can, but not by much.
Not by much.
But it's not going to stop much. It's not going to stop much at all.
And the only armor that we saw on there, besides the pilot and co-pilot's windshield, was just a little bit of what looked like a quarter-inch plate steel right in front of the gunner's position, right below the gun. And, yeah, that quarter-inch plate steel is wonderful stuff, but it's not going to stop heavy munitions coming at you.
So were you watching the pilot operate the controls at all, trying to figure out what he was doing?
Yeah, a little bit. He wasn't doing that much.
That's a good pilot.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go, oh.
Yeah, you know? Just like subtle every once in a while. Like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Did he explain any of that stuff?
No, he didn't. It was kind of hard to hear and hard to talk, but we just exchanged a few sentences.
Down now. The universal sign for air sickness there, right?
Mm-hmm. So what did you think of it? It's a little bumpy with that two-bladed rotor, isn't it?
Well, I have nothing to compare it to, but it felt pretty smooth to me.
Okay.
I remember when we first started going off, I didn't even realize we were off the ground. When he started taking up, I was like, I guess we're flying now. So it felt pretty smooth.
I guess we're flying now. I hope we're flying now. I was at a military air show once, and they had this big flying apartment house military helicopter. And I'll never forget it. They're warming it up, and the rotor's going around, and they're going around, and nothing's much is happening. All of a sudden, I see this guy stick his head out and look down at the ground. And I could just hear him going, yeah, we're still on the ground. Yeah, I haven't lifted off yet.
Uh-oh.
We have another guest sneaking in here.
Producer to turn my mic on.
Now we do.
Now we do.
Hey, you know, it's kind of nice to have a producer every now and then.
he tries. Oh, wow. Anyway, sir, what can we do to you?
Oh, no, I just found... I found the photograph that I was trying to show you earlier.
Oh, my goodness, the Jim Gray Super Approach.
Are you
approach.
Kidding me?
That's not a runway.
So,
that's,
yes, this
that's
is the
letter Z.
This is the hangar that's over here.
Right.
And this is the crossing. This is an old railroad that used to run here.
You'd probably do better off using that for the runway.
Well, you know, if it was wide enough, probably. But, we do the run-up right here on this crossing. And then you can see the loop.
I can see it worn into the grass.
Yeah, we stab the throttle here and make that turn as fast as you can to get around here, trying not to hit this fence line where the trees are. And then, there's a 30-foot culvert right there, and it goes dogleg left.
Wow.
And it's a par four.
You know, this is making for some fascinating radio. Yes. As you say, it's here.
Yeah.
No one can see this.
Wow. I hear a voice from the ether.
I'll show the webcam. There you go.
But
I was looking for their reaction regardless.
Yes.
Theater of the mind, Tommy. Theater of the mind. But yes,
here does nothing to elaborate theater of the mind. That's what I'm listening to next door going, what is going on?
It's day six. We're going down the tubes in flames.
Quickly.
Yes. But okay. So yes, the runway about 30 feet wide, grass strip, 1,000 foot between these trees and these trees.
Okay. That's each end. Yep. If you would call it that.
With a big Z in the middle of it.
With a big Z in the middle of it. Now, just for the record, where this was the culvert was put in over here, when my father was learning to fly, he only had this part. So this actually used to be trees.
Oh, my. What was he flying?
140. Cessna 140.
The same airplane in less, and probably two-thirds the distance?
Yeah, Cessna 140 in and out of that space. So, but this is the extreme bush flying that I grew up doing.
Minnesota is known for.
Well, it's what we kind of grew up doing. There's some shock value in this, but at the same time... There's a certain amount of skill. If you watch what some of these people are doing,
tremendous amount of skill.
Oh yeah, and a limited amount of brains, I think. But
yeah,
wait a minute. Yes. When you land, do you have to come in the same way you got to land and then do that little loop at the end?
No, almost. These trees are a little bit taller, and actually, there's a notch in the trees right about here that my brother put in with a cat when he
oops
he landed. Picked the branches out of the struts, grabbed the cat, flattened that area tree. So there's actually a notch here. So you're landing this. You're landing. Off.
What's the wind doing? Is this a crosswind of takeoff?
Of course.
Well, it's really weird what happens because it's so narrow, and it turns here, so you have different wind on each end of the runway.
Oh, man. So, I'm not flying into your place ever.
Yes. So when you approach from the north, you're actually approaching at about a 30-degree angle, and then as you come into the field, you turn that last 30 degrees to land in this way, or you can... These trees are a little bit shorter on the south end. So... What? It's only 9 o'clock.
Hey, I wouldn't even drive into that field, much less fly.
Yeah, right. I don't even think I'd mow the grass.
But yes, there you go. That's home base.
That's
not to be confused with this home base.
Oh, please.
No, that's home plate.
Home plate. Excuse me.
I've been called both.
HP.
You know, like there's HP. A story behind this. But
we're not going to go into it.
No, this isn't.
No.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Did you hear that somebody offered her $50 for a sketch yesterday?
Sold. Right?
Oh. Oh, no. No, I wasn't finished yet.
See? The artist never finished.
But yeah, I'm going to draw... he has another plane and a boat that I'm going to do instead.
So. Gas money. Yeah. Gas money.
Honestly, yeah. So.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Hey, look at that. That's timing. That's timing. It's time for us to say this is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.